If a gentleman cow and a cow get together, they're likely to produce
a calf.
Okay, and if the cow is about to have her calf, what do you say? She's about to
come fresh.
Okay. What do you call a male horse with his original equipment?
Stallion.
Yeah.
Is it stallion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or stud. A lot of them call him a stud.
Mm-hmm. There's no difference, I guess, in terms of which one is. I haven't found that either. When you have a horse that's doing anything other than being
I think this term stud comes from a fellow who had a stallion strictly for stud purposes. He took his stallion from one farm to the other, breeding mares.
Mm-hmm.
He used to have a lot of those in the country.
Mm-hmm.
A certain time of year, these fellows would come through with their horse and buggy with the stallion tied behind, and he'd have certain times to be at certain places with his stallion for stud purposes.
Hmm. If you have a horse you're going to work, usually you have to get the blacksmith or the farrier and put something on his feet. What do you call those?
Shoes.
Or is there, I mean, the whole thing. If you said shoes.
Have him shod.
Okay, you wouldn't say horseshoes or?
Well, you have him shod.
Okay. Do you ever play a game with these?
Horseshoes.
Yes, horseshoes.
All right. Where do you put the horseshoes?
Over the...
Most people put them over the door anymore.
Oh,
no, no, but
no, I mean when you're shooting.
When you're putting them on a horse, where do you put them?
You're
on
putting them on a hoof.
All right. Or the plural of that is
hooves.
Yeah, yeah.
Hooves.
Oh yeah, the four of them be hooves.
Okay. Do you ever keep sheep?
No.
Or do anybody kept sheep or anything?
Yeah, some, not too many here.
What do they call a male sheep?
Ram.
Okay, what do they call
a buck?
Oh,
a ram or a buck.
Which?
Proper name is ram, but most of them call them a buck.
Around here?
Buck sheep, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The female is?
The female is a doe.
Is
okay.
I see. Is it a doe?
I don't know.
Yo.
Okay. You keep a sheep...
Bucks and yos.
You keep a sheep generally for
wool.
Wool, that's what most of them are kept for here. Occasionally somebody milk one, but that was seldom.
Butcher for a lamb.
Yeah. The animal that you feed the garbage to is
pig.
Dog.
Well, see, I say pig, you say hog.
Is there any difference between a pig and a hog?
Size.
Size. Oh,
pig
can't
little,
be.
Hog
oh.
Bigger.
Oh.
Okay.
Didn't know that, I guess.
What do you call a...
You don't wean a hog, you wean a pig.
Well, yeah.
What do you call a male hog?
Boar.
All right. How about if you fix him so he can't do much?
The barrel.
Okay. A male hog has these great big teeth. What do you call those?
Tusks.
This is not on the worksheets. This is something I'm curious about. On a horse... especially a male horse, you've got long teeth on just in front of the bars of his mouth. Do you have a name for those? Or longer teeth?
No. I don't. I forgot all that stuff again.
No.
All right, you wouldn't call them tushes or...
No.
Okay. Alright. The hogs also have this stuff that they cut off and use for shaving brushes and stuff.
Bristles?
Mane.
Oh.
What's the other word?
Bristles.
Yep.
Mane.
Oh,
well, I didn't know a hog
had a mane. Horse hair. Oh, hogs. Oh,
hog.
That's
yeah, you said hog, yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry,
yeah.
I switched off from
hog
horses bristle. To hogs.
Hog bristle, yeah.
Okay. When you want to fix, if say you want to take a boar and make him into a barrel, what do you call the operation?
Castrate you.
Okay. You have any other terms for it?
Yeah, most people talk about cutting their pigs. So they're castrating their pigs.
All right. If you get a calf that's being weaned, what do you call the noise that the calf makes? When the
calf bawling.
Okay.
Bawling, yeah.
A cow, during feeding time, makes a noise. What do you call that? I think you make noise most of the time.
They bring it up from the cud? I mean,
No, I'm just the, you know, consciously makes a noise. This isn't a stomach noise.
They're putting sewers in our town.
Yeah.
And they're
yeah.
Well, I wouldn't know, because I never heard of it.
Well, I mean, you know, a cow just makes a noise that you normally, you know, cow.
What would you call it? Moo?
Is that mooing or?
Yeah. That's
mooing is the only thing I know that a cow does.
Okay. How about the noise that a horse makes?
Neighs.
Whinnying.
Oh.
Okay. What do you call a hen? Again, this, I know that now they did, that nowadays they have incubators and stuff, but you had a hen that is going to hatch an egg. What would you call that?
A broody hen.
Sitting. She's sitting, or a broody hen, yeah, but she's sitting on the eggs.
Okay. The
setting hen or a broody hen.
Okay.
Usually a broody hen is one that wants to hatch but doesn't have a nest of eggs. So they call that a broody hen.